recorded on Zoom. It's the Diamond of Truth podcast.
What's up, guys?
What it do?
What's up?
Diamond of Truth here. Give you a brief podcast for today. Life has been hitting us, hitting me hard a lot these last couple of weeks with stuff, man. Work is back up. Got to deal with these snot-nosed kids again next week. So didn't get a chance to really keep my hands on top of the latest news. Right, Jules? Yeah, my wife over here. So we both been kind of like depressed and mad about going back to school. So, but have no fear. Our millions of fans, I'm just kidding, like our 5, 10, 15.
And the millions in the future.
The millions of the future that are right. That are listening in the future. Next week, we have a big surprise for our first anniversary of the Diamond of Truth podcast. Way back when we started eating a Popeye's chicken sandwich on our first episode.
Wow.
And so it's been a year, guys. So next week, we're going to have a...
It felt like just yesterday.
Right? Being in the basement, unwrapping the brand new Popeye's chicken sandwich that was sweeping the nation by storm.
Yeah. Somehow Isaiah got four of them.
Yeah. Right? So, we'll definitely unpack that next week. That plus other things. But we wanted to give you all something to, this week, because we didn't give you something last week. But this week, finally, after years of waiting, and after not being able to pre-order the game until ever, I think, on Switch, I think it just dropped on yesterday, Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles is finally out. And that's kind of, if you've been listening for a while, you know that we've been waiting for that game and how important Final Fantasy is to us. And Crystal Chronicles is a game that, guys, I was watching a lot of reviews of this game, and the ones I read and viewed, it amazed me how so many people didn't play. It already started out saying the original game came out in 2003, but I never played it or I missed it. I'm like, either we're just old or they just didn't play it.
We are old, buddy.
That's, okay. That's
weird. Yeah, we are old.
Yeah.
We're actually those who did actually play the game and had four GBAs and four cable links on a GameCube to play.
Sure it did.
Me and that people's houses.
Yep, you had to actually be in the same place, you know, pre-COVID, way pre-COVID, sitting next to each other.
Yeah, that won't fly now.
Yeah, it won't fly now. So that's why this game's out, and now you have to be able to play it online. Like, you can't even play it locally. It's not a local game where you can play next to each other. I guess you can if you have online subscription, but you can only play it over online.
Yeah.
But the game is out. We were just talking before the podcast that last night Vic was letting us know that you have to join a game. Like, it doesn't proceed or you don't progress when you play online with friends. So you have to start with in someone's game. And we had decided that we'll always start with the person who's probably behind. And then we just figured it'd be Isaiah, because, you know, Isaiah's doing stuff. And, you know, Isaiah, you got a new apartment and stuff. But before we start the recording, Isaiah said he's already on the second dungeon.
I know. Yep.
He skipped the first one.
Skipped the first one, went to the second
one. The first one.
So he's already past me. Probably Ken, too.
I just beat that crab and called it a night.
That iconic
crab. That crab beat me.
I was harder than the Marlboro, though, in my opinion.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Thought so.
Well, I was over here trying to be all technical, hitting it with thunder, but you know the casting takes forever.
Yeah, it does. And the one thing about the crab fight, like, stupid squirrel comes out of nowhere and starts attacking you.
Yeah, it does.
Why is there a random squirrel coming out like every 2 minutes? I beat you once. Stop coming back. I think it's fast, too. You
and strong.
It's strong. It's like almost half or a whole heart away from you. You get hit by a squirrel. Got this big old crab to worry about, and now I got to worry about a small squirrel? Come on, man.
Because I remember, like, my bonus thing was, like, oh, use your charge attack. So I was trying to use that the whole time. And then eventually during the boss, I was like, screw this. I'm using my spells. Wait, what is that?
Yeah, if you remember,
like,
the old game, though, all of us had a that separate objective, and then we also see different things on our GBAs.
Right.
One of us have the maps, and one will be able to see all the treasure chests and all that stuff. So that's what that was.
Oh, okay. Do we still have that now?
I did not look deeply into it.
I don't think so. From first glance, I didn't see that. I mean, because I was thinking myself.
That bonus was there.
Yeah, the bonus is there. You get this. You see what items you picked up and everything. The menu screen looks different to me. Like, I don't really remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It does not flow as well without the without the second screen.
Yeah, that second screen was so important. And I was trying to think about what was on it. And as I got through the game, I was like, oh, yeah. I remember looking down, swiping through the stuff on the Game Boy. So another cool thing that we did is that we all went back to our original characters from the first one. I think we just, like, really gravitated back to it, too.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. So we're each one of the four races. And so, Ken, you said you're the fisherman?
Yeah.
All right. And Vic is a blacksmith.
Yep.
Isaiah is the alchemist.
I select the alchemist, yeah.
Alchemist. All right. And then I'm the merchant. I really don't know what all that means. But Vic's going to shed some light on Crystal Chronicles and how special this game was for us and good stuff for us in a minute. But before we get to that, we'll come back to Crystal Chronicles in a second. This was also a big week for Monster Hunter Iceborne as well. Today, just this morning, announced the final title update for Iceborne after a year. I think our second podcast, we were chanting Iceborne when it came out.
Yeah, we were.
Right? Yeah. So that's been a year too. So Iceborne is coming to an end in October with this final update, which is going to bring back the first, correct me if I'm wrong, the first Black Dragon?
Yes.
Fatalis.
This was okay. The end game for the first game back on the PS2.
Right. Bam, PS2. And
so this has history. Even though it's a generic looking, you know, giant dragon, it has history with this community.
And that's what they said in the trailer. When you watch the trailer, they bring up history, and it's supposed to be the story that's going to go in kind of in detail with Fatalis, and supposed to have some kind of Monster Hunter 4 kind of tie-in with the that's going to be good.
Four.
Yeah, they were saying in the developer diary that one of the character, the Ace Hunter, the one that's very annoying. He thinks he's all cool. He has some type of tie-in, like he was a kid in Monster Hunter 4, I think.
Really?
Yeah, and now he's older in World, so I think they're going to touch on that. And there's a new general who's helping out in the story. You know, kind of reminds me of my character from Final Fantasy XI, black guy with the cornrows.
Oh.
Finally got a brother in Monster Hunter, so I'm happy about that. So, and then we got some other stuff from Monster Hunter 2. But the most important thing is Fatalis is coming October 1st. So we'll definitely keep you updated on how we do with that. We haven't even beaten the Latron as a group, so I can only imagine what Fatalis is going to do to us.
Oh, man. I'm going to just take that out now.
The events are going on right now, Kenny, so go ahead.
Oh, and yeah. Get you gotta upgrade my stuff.
Yeah. But all right, so back to Final Fantasy. All right, so Vic, what you got for us on Crystal Chronicles, man?
Well, I wanted to talk about why this game was bigger than it seems, history-wise, gaming history-wise. Because if you didn't know this, or if you don't remember this, Square Enix took a break from Nintendo after the Super Nintendo. And we haven't seen a Final Fantasy game with Nintendo ever since, you know, Final Fantasy VI. So That's significant because Final Fantasy started on the NES and continued through the Super Nintendo, you know, from Final Fantasy 1 through 6. And then they did a prototype to make Final Fantasy 7. There's a tech demo. And all of a sudden they shifted off to, they went and partnered with Sony because of the disc-based system. So Final Fantasy 7 came out, and then all of a sudden, everyone now believed that Final Fantasy was now a Sony exclusive experience. So we went an entire generation, the whole N64 generation, and then almost a good chunk of the GameCube's generation too, that they right. finally announced that we were getting a Final Fantasy game on a Nintendo console. And people were like, holy crap, they're ending the exclusivity? Does that mean we're going to get other Final Fantasies? But, you know, it didn't really happen. we got remasters later on the Switch, but Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles became our Final Fantasy on Nintendo. And we thought it would be an epic journey, just like Final Fantasy 7, 8, and 9. But then it turned out to be this multiplayer experience. And we're like, what is this? And then they ended up being one of the most expensive multiplayer experiences ever, because, you know, you got the exclusive cable and then everyone had to have a Game Boy Advance. And we're like, who has money for this? Yeah. And this is why a lot of people didn't fully experience this game, because it was different and it cost a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. And if I think this was like one of the first spinoffs other than Tactics. I think Tactics had already came out. And
yeah, Tactics was on the PlayStation.
Right. So there wasn't really many spinoff Final Fantasy games. You had the main series, so everybody kind of knew what Final Fantasy was about. And then you had Tactics, which was kind of in a style of a game you've seen before. But yeah. then Crystal Chronicles coming out was completely different. Completely different in the Final Fantasy sense.
Oh, Secret of Mana, that whole series was originally a spinoff
from
Final Fantasy.
From Final Fantasy.
Yeah, it was on the Game Boy.
Legend, was it?
Yeah. we talked about this last week, I remember.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, Square Enix, I was watching a video about the development of Crystal Chronicles not that long ago, and you brought up a good point about how expensive it was to play, actually experience the game. And one of the many reasons why they added so many things in the game, because they wanted to have that co-op feel. Like, the whole reason we have to hold a chalice was to keep players close to each other. Like, they didn't want the players veering off from each other. That
would require more more power.
Exactly. It wasn't like the Gauntlet series where you can just run around anywhere and, you know, be in different four corners. I mean, to a certain extent. But Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles punished you for doing things like that. If you got too far, you would die. You would lose health.
Yep.
So yeah, this game. And then, you know, it's been so long since we really touched on the series. I forgot how many spinoffs this game actually has.
Yes.
There's actually sequels to Crystal Chronicles.
They finally gave us a true full-on epic experience for Crystal Chronicles. And it ended up not being played as much either. It was Crystal Bearers.
Right, they had Crystal Bearers. Mm-hmm. And I know we didn't even touch that one. I don't even know if it's even similar to Crystal Chronicles.
Oh, no. It's it used the motion controls of the Wii, where you would pick up people. It was like, I guess, like a motion control experience, like, I guess, like Portal 2, where you can pick people up and then fling them. Yeah. Yeah, and that was actually the whole battle system in the game. The main guy he was a crystal bearer, and he had like crystals embedded in him, and that's how he had gravity control magic.
Oh, wow! So that's crazy. So I remember the crystal bearers one. So the second one was Rings of Fate or Ring of Fates.
Yeah, on the DS.
The DS, right? My Life is a King. I remember these ones, but. It wasn't because we didn't finish the first one. I was definitely not even gonna into the ones that came after it. Now I see Crystal Bearers now too. Wow.
Yeah. It's actually funny is we still haven't gotten a full Final Fantasy main series that launched on a Nintendo system yet. Everything else was ports. Even the 15.
Oh yeah,
that was that pocket edition. Yeah. So that's technically a port too.
That's true.
So we're still waiting. You know, maybe 16.
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, it started on Nintendo, so you would think it would come back, and you know. But I think with Square Enix, like how much development they put into Final Fantasy games, it's like this. Nintendo systems are just never going to be able to display what level of Square Enix is trying to portray in Final Fantasy games. Like, there's those games take so much engines and graphics and all that other good stuff. Like, I'm looking at the remake of 7. Like, the Switch couldn't, they had, that's why they did the pocket version for 15, because they probably couldn't, you know. But I would love to see a Switch, no graphics, like in a style of Final Fantasy. I wouldn't care too much about the graphics, because Final Fantasy is more about the story.
Well, that's actually what the Bravely Default series is all about. If you have ever played Bravely Default, it's Final Fantasy in everything but name.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I did play that.
It's very good. Story wise, it's one of the better writing.
Is that one has? There's two of them, right? Or is it just, is there one?
There's two.
Okay.
They're porting the second one to the Switch.
Okay. But that game is made for Switch, though. That's a Switch exclusive.
It was on the 3DS.
Oh, okay. It's on the 3DS. Okay. Well, I don't know. I think one day we will get some type of Switch exclusive Final Fantasy. I think even if it's not a numbered series, you know, I wish Switch would get its own Final Fantasy. But hey, maybe we'll get the Final Fantasy 11 mobile port on it.
I feel like that's what they're doing with Crystal Chronicles, though. I feel like they're gauging fan interest in making a new one.
Yeah.
Well, we got it.
Yeah. And when they a couple of years ago, when they announced all these ports that were coming to the Switch, when they announced 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 2, 12, and then they put Crystal Chronicles on at the end, that was like, we were all gravitated to Crystal Chronicles because we felt like that would be the perfect game for Switch, a perfect game to play that type of game. Because we remember how that game was supposed to be played.
Yep.
And then we got all the other ones first, because those have been remade before even on the Switch. Like,
oh, yeah.
PS3 Network, I think. I think even the, I don't know if the Xbox has any of the Final Fantasies, but
they got some of the remasters.
They got some yeah. Okay.
10, 10, 2, 12.
And, funny story about Final Fantasy 11 too. Like, watching the history of that, they were trying to put that game on the Xbox. They wanted that game to be on the original Xbox, but the original Xbox, for some reason, didn't have the capabilities that the PlayStation 2 did, which is kind of crazy, because you would think that the Xbox would, coming out after PS2, would have online capabilities like PS2 did. But then it ended up coming out in 360, as we know.
Yep.
But yeah, so this is just the next step of Final Fantasy. I don't even know what Square Enix is planning after this, other than didn't they do the Avengers game?
Yeah.
It's bombing.
That sure is coming out next week.
Yeah. Well, got some time. So we're going to be playing Crystal Chronicles, the game that's special to us. Man, I can't believe the game came out in 2003. Because it makes sense, because where we played that game, I remember.
Your old house.
Yeah, the old house. And right
find
there,
that lich,
fight
all in front of your TV.
A little 32-inch Zenith TV.
Matt, this was the last game that we all played together before we split off into different high schools.
That's right.
Wow.
But this is for us personally, this is also very historical for us. This game is personal.
It is. And we're gonna beat it. We're gonna beat this one. I feel like we got to see this one to the end, because, you know, we went through PSO and all that. We went through Gauntlet before that. I think we even touched on Zelda the Four Swords for a little bit, too.
We did.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We played that at your second house.
I remember that. We said, we bought these cables. We're going to use them, damn it.
Right. Use the damn GBA cables, too.
Man. But Crystal Chronicles, you're right. It is a special game, because this was the last game we got to play. Probably we were in middle school before we split up. And so now we got it on our Switches. So I guess that's going to be our game for the night. So we can see. Maybe we can even. I don't even remember where Lich was in the story game. I don't even remember how far it is. But
I don't remember either.
I know.
Didn't even remember that crab.
Oh, man. Well, before we go, I just kind of want to preview our listeners and even you guys on what's happening next week. So next week, as I said earlier, is our anniversary of the Dominant Truth podcast. We're going to be doing some special things just to kind of, if you've been listening to us for a while, you'll definitely know what's going on. And if you caught up with us after we took that little hiatus and we came back, and if you notice the quality of level of our episodes being better from like episode, I don't know, like 12 from episode 1 or 2, when we sounded like we were recording in a closet with with muffles around our mouth. Not, anyway, it's gotten better. Well, good. You're going to be in for a treat if you have. If you haven't listened to our old podcast, well, you might hear some stuff next week of that later. But just tune in next week. We might have some guests joining us next week, too. Stay tuned. And we're going to try to play some Crystal Chronicles. And if we get to Lich, Ken, don't die.
Oh, man.
Gotta get past that crowd first.
Thanks for listening to the Diamond of Truth podcast.
We just talk right there.
All right, Kenny, what's going on?
I don't know. I don't want to be cheek to cheek.